The Malaysian king has named Anwar Ibrahim as the country's new prime minister. The announcement ends days of uncertainty after last week's election gave no clear majority to any political party. Florence Louis has more on Anwar Ibrahim's decades-long journey to becoming Malaysia's prime minister.
He was first an heir apparent to the position of prime minister. He was a deputy prime minister at one point, and then he was jailed for sodomy and corruption on charges that a lot of his supporters say are politically motivated, and indeed widely seen as politically motivated. Since his release, he's been the leader of opposition. He's built up this whole opposition movement known for its calls of government reform. He's led the opposition coalition, which was made up of disparate groups with very different ideals and policies, coming together to really increase in strength from election to election.
China has ordered a COVID-19 lockdown in Zhengzhou after violent protests in the area. China reported more than 31,000 new cases on Wednesday. The bulk of them are local infections. The country's new local COVID cases are at the highest levels since a peak in April. Millions have been ordered to stay at home. Beijing's strict response to the virus is triggering growing dissent. Russian missile strikes have targeted critical Ukrainian infrastructure. Large parts of the country were left without electricity as Russia hit Ukraine's power grid. Officials say at least six people have been killed. Meanwhile, a newborn baby was killed in a rocket strike on a hospital in the Zaporizhia region. Rescue workers pulled the child's mother and a doctor from the rubble of a maternity ward. Both of them survived. Rescue teams in Indonesia have continued their search operation for a fourth day after an earthquake killed at least 271 people. Officials say poor weather conditions have made their job more difficult. A court in Brazil has rejected outgoing President Jair Bolsonaro's election challenge. Bolsonaro lost to rival Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in last month's poll. The court also issued a $4 million fine to parties in his coalition. It's described his plea as bad faith litigation.
Hey everyone, Sami Zeidan here from Essential Middle East Podcast. On this week's episode, we're going to be talking about what role the Mondial and football in general have played in Middle East culture and life.